Mary, let's go with you first. I haven't heard much from you today.
So kind of like a traveling traffic story during the holidays, we always get these stats, you know, about driving and drunk driving and all kinds of stuff. But this one is about distracted drivers. It's a mobile telematic survey, whatever the heck that means. But so most Illinois travelers are the most distracted during Thanksgiving travel. This is in Illinois, you know, of every state. So this is versus other winter traveling like Christmas, New Year's. But they say Thanksgiving is the worst for people to be, you know, on their phones and doing all kinds of stuff while they're trying. And they're also speeding increases by 68%.
Oh, you're late. You have kids in the back yelling.
You're hungry.
You've got food that you're hoping, oh, God, I hope I didn't turn too quick and that tipped over.
Yeah, so distracted driving rises by 11% on Thanksgiving, so be careful out there. And 31 other states have the same problem, and Indiana's one of them, Michigan, Missouri, not Wisconsin. I'm surprised by that one, but yeah.
I wouldn't have guessed that just because I would have thought people would have been a little more relaxed. Most people have the day off.
Well, it depends on when you're traveling. If you're traveling on Wednesday, it's always very stressful.
Yeah.
You know, absolutely. Wednesday's crazy, but I'm traveling on Thursday, so I should be okay.
Are you headed north?
Yeah.
Oh, smarter to leave Thursday.
Yep. 4 a.m. Here we go.
Oh!
with a 1.5-year-old.
Oh,
pray
my.
For me.
I will. What's your story today, Bob?
We were talking about the CMA Awards earlier. This one, well, Paul Franklin, who plays steel guitar with Vince Gill and is recorded with everybody in the genre, has finally been awarded Musician of the Year. He was nominated 33 times.
Oh, jeez.
And he's such a well-respected steel guitar player. He has his own brand, CMA Musician of the Year.
Worse than Susan Lucci.
The article from SavingCountryMusic.com makes the comparison.
Well, you know why I think that happened is I'm a voting member, and a few years ago, they stopped allowing people who are not musicians to vote on musicians. You know, so people in radio or the industry as a whole, you know, if you are a lifelong member, you can vote. But they had people who were like, I don't know, Paul Franklin from this guy or that guy.
Yeah.
So now they're like, look, if you're not a musician, if you're not an artist, you don't get to vote on Musician of the Year. And I think that was a great move.
Paul Franklin agrees.
He deserved it a long time
ago. Yeah, for sure.
Definitely. What's your story today, Kevin?
Lisa, do you know who Chase Rice is?
Yeah.
You do. Chase Rice is friends with Ben Johnson. Did you know that? They were roommates at North Carolina. And this is how Chase Rice Chase Rice is a country singer, by the way. And he does sort of a little...
of course he is with that name.
Right? I was thinking that. Like, if you asked ChatGPT to punch out a country music singer's name, they would punch out, I'm Chase Rice, y'all. Yeah. Well, he does a little pre-show, a little rally with his band, and this is what he does. Listen closely.
You better bet.
You better bet.
Never let it rest.
Never let it rest. Never let it rest.
So your good gets better.
Now you guys are familiar with that, right?
Yeah, that's what Ben Johnson does with the Bears.
This is what Ben Johnson does.
Good, better, bad.
Good, better, bad.
Never let it rest.
Never let it rest.
Good, get better.
Good, get better.
You better get better.
You better get better.
Bears on three. 1, 2, 3.
Bears. So it's caught on, right? It was sort of this cheesy thing. The Athletic from Kevin Fishbane had a lengthy story. Those two were high school teammates. They went to college together. They're both from North Carolina. And that was something their head football coach would say all of the time. And Ben Johnson's coach was an assistant. So that's where he picked it up. Some have even found a clip of Billy Williams. I don't even know what you would call that. Reciting that in his Hall of Fame speech. So I never really had heard that before. Ben Johnson has popularized it. Chase Rice does it before his shows. And there's a whole connection. It's a great piece in The Athletic from Kevin Fishbane if you want to read it. But Chase Rice, Ben Johnson. Ben Johnson, I guess Chase Rice was in town this past summer or last year. Ben Johnson was on his tour bus. They know each other very well. But good, better, best, which has sort of been the rally here in Chicago with the post-game videos of Ben Johnson firing up the guys in the locker room and fans are making signs. Good, better, best, never let it rest. That stems from North Carolina for these two, Chase Rice and Ben Johnson.
And Mary, I bet you know who Chase Rice is because he was on Survivor back in 2010 when they went to Nicaragua.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
That was a long time ago.
I know, but he's a big, good-looking guy and made an impact. And, geez, it wasn't long after that he had a record deal, I think. So,
name Chase, you got to be a country singer.
Yeah, if your name's Chase Rice, that's the only career option for you.
The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.